Episode 422, May 13th, 2019.
What is this, Hunan chicken?
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the show. As I sit here across from Joe as he devours a cashew chicken.
I'm willing to share. You want some?
No, I'm good. I don't really share food with people like that.
Like you meaning I don't share food with people like the way you want to share food or like people that are like me?
No, like if anyone's eating out of something, that's yours now.
Got it.
That's your claim to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with you. Although you separated all the peppers, so are you just not into the green peppers?
I hate peppers, and I don't like... These carrots are too hard, so there's nothing left in there but the meat and the cashews.
So you got rid of the vegetables.
This sounds like an episode of Blunt Questions right now.
I love how I could tweet you or send you, message you something interesting, and then no response, but then a Blunt Question text string comes up, and it's like you are so fast. It's like your kid on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I do love it. If you go back 2 episodes, by the way.
I've watched a list of 5 minutes and I'm done with the first
episode. I'm talking about the Robin Joe show is when we address the podcast Blunt Questions. And they came out, they just had their 6th episode, but their episodes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 6.
Okay, good. Robbie would not stand for that.
No, Robbie would throw himself off the top of a building.
Welcome to the show. We're getting close to the wedding. Are we getting nervous, Joe? Are we anxious? Are we just ready for it to happen?
So I'm not nervous and I'm not anxious, other than that I'm excited to be married and I'm excited to go on vacation. Those are two things I'm excited about.
Yes.
But Katie's kind of anxious, and then that creates anxiousness in me.
Yeah, I'm anxious too.
You are?
Yeah, I feel like all I could really do is ruin it. You know, I can't really add anything to it.
Man, I need to write my vows. I haven't started.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'll start that.
I came with a good breakthrough, I think, on the best man speech. So I feel like that's coming along nicely.
You know, I've given a few of those, and I never really felt like I gave a great one until I was older.
Yeah.
So you have an advantage, because when I was young, you know, you're trying to be with the yuck yucks. It needed to come from a different place.
Oh shit! All I got is yuck yucks.
You're gonna temper it a lot more than I did when I was 20. Whatever.
Do I have to do something with the ring? I mean, what do I have to? How does that work?
Yes, you have to wear it.
No, do I give you? I don't know how this works.
I don't either, but you know, I think, you know, obviously there's a ring bearer, which is which is her nephew. He's gonna come. I don't think he really has the ring, but maybe he does. Who knows? He has a pillow, and then I don't know. Katie'll know, and I'll just hand him to you or whatever.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go over it several times. There will be a more intense rehearsal for this than all our murder mysteries put together.
Seriously? Easily. Yes.
Okay, so are you figuring that you need to start working on the vows? I mean, do you have any sort of an outline, concept?
No outline, no nothing. No, I mean,
are you Googling for inspiration?
No. I'll be able to pull this off.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because this is who I'm marrying, and I want to, you know, I'm going to think about, all right, what is it important that I let her know that I'm going to do throughout the rest of my life? I just want, you know, this is what you can count on. So, you know, I mean, I've been through this. It's going to be real. It's not going to be some cursory thing or whatever. I'm going to try to say, hey, listen, this is what I'm going to promise. So I don't think I'm going to have a problem with that.
In your first marriage, did you do your own vows or
nope.
traditional?
Tradish.
Yeah, tradish.
Yeah. Yeah, we went tradish with the, with that one.
Robbie, in your four weddings, have you done it?
Justice of the Peace, tradish.
Do they even do vows in with the Justice of the Peace?
You can if you want to.
I don't know how it works because you don't need to have the person with you when you fill out a marriage license. So, like, if I want to, I go down there, I can marry you.
Oh, sweet.
As long as I have your social security number.
All right.
I might be wrong about that.
Yeah, I feel like somebody has to be there. I could just, just marry some hot chick. I just married some celebrity.
It is true that you only have to have one person there. Now, I'm not quite sure all that you have to possess. So it's like passport, birth certificate, you know, I can't remember what else. I'm thinking, do you need all those things or one of those things? Hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm going to show up with a valid ID. I mean, I have all that stuff. I guess I'll just bring it. Do I have to have her stuff? What if I show up with her birth certificate?
Yeah, well, clearly I know nothing about this. I am not, and this is the theme, I don't think I really have it in me to be an adult. I'm not really good at adulting. I go to leave today to go to my mom's. I didn't see her yesterday. I just have little Mother's Day lunch. And I start to drive, and my car is clearly something's wrong with it. So I pull into the driveway. I have a flat tire.
Oh, man.
No, I just got new tires, so who knows what it is. So I'm like, all right, it's pouring rain. I pull into we have a carport, so I get out of the rain. And then I'm like, well, I think I have roadside assistance, the Progressive. I don't feel like changing this tire. And so I put that app and I get it, the ball rolling, and they call me and says, yeah, you don't actually have that on your account or your plan or whatever. I'm like, really? I don't? How can I not have roadside? Anyway.
So you're like, can I add it and then have you come out?
Right. Well, they're like, well, it's $80. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just do it myself.
$80 a month?
No, just to come change the tire.
Jeez.
I call the tire place. It's under warranty. I can just get it, you know, replaced, but I have to get there. So I go to change the tire. I've never opened this part of the trunk where the spare is and all that shit. So I got to take all this crap out of my trunk, put that aside. I start, I did the jack up. I do everything right. And then I can't get the tire off. It's stuck. It won't come off.
So you have all the lug nuts off.
All the lug nuts are off. I've got it high enough off the ground and I'm Googling it and people are, saying, hit it with this and that. And now I'm afraid like if I do, I'm going to screw it up. So I call the place back and I go, all right, I'll pay the $80. The guy comes out, he's got a mallet, rubber mallet. Boom, it comes right off.
You didn't have anything like that?
No, I did add a rubber mallet, but I just, I always do the wrong thing. If I say, let's just try something and go for it, I end up making it worse. And then if I don't do that, it would have been the easy fix, remedy.
Yeah, so you're saying you couldn't have avoided it no matter what. The last time I changed a tire wasn't that long ago. Do you know why?
Yeah, I hadn't changed one in years. Why?
Somebody hit me, and then she had a flat, and so I changed her tire.
Look at you. Yeah.
That's the last time I changed a tire. That was when Katie and I were dating, so it couldn't have been that long ago. You know what she did? She just swerved over into me.
That's not nice. I had two nails in my tire, too. I don't know how that happened.
Was that what it did? You ran over two nails?
Right next to each other. So then, but then they changed the tire. We can't put the hubcap back on. For whatever reason. So maybe I screwed that up.
So you don't have a hubcap right now?
It's in the trunk. So, that makes the car look,
probably because you have
10 years older.
Probably because you have a donut and it doesn't.
No, I went and got it.
Oh, it won't fit on that.
I have a new tire. I got the tire. I see what replaced. You're saying. So while this is happening, Wells Fargo's calling me up that I have this fraudulent charges on my card. Someone has like gotten my card now. So now I'm dealing with that. Then I get the email from Rick from 98 Rock that I haven't filled out this thing on the website to become an employee, this sexual harassment thing. And I go to log in.
Just harassment, by the way.
Okay. Just harassment? Damn.
Yeah. It covers all the harassment.
Oh, there's religious, more than one?
Yeah. Right. And by the way, just so you know, when you eventually get into it, don't read anything. It's so the answers are so obvious.
I want to learn, Joe.
Only
learn.
Somebody like Gramps wouldn't realize which of these were harassed. And they have the dialogue where they're like, somebody's from he's Middle Eastern or whatever, and his boss is like, no, whatever, shitting on him. And they're like, should this be considered harassment? So Yeah, I read the first couple, and then I realized, you know what, I probably don't need to do this. I'm going to be able to nail this.
Well, I couldn't even log in, so I screwed that up somehow, and I'm like, it's... So anyway, but it did get me thinking about Gramps, because he sent me a story, and I'll read it in a second, but how would Gramps do in today's, you know, workforce, what? Climate?
No, he... So here's the thing. They say in this thing, which is true, that there are people that don't react. And maybe it's because they're embarrassed or they're shy or they don't want ridicule or whatever. And then later they report it. But when Gramps is saying this stuff to these waitresses and so forth, they respond kindly. And he's like, see, they love it. You know what I mean? I'm like, well, that wouldn't fly.
They're also angling for a tip.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's how they and he doesn't work there.
You're right. The customer is always right. But the employee isn't always right to the other employee. I just want to know if Gramps has to apply for a job and has to sit down and interview, and there's a woman is interviewing him, how does he, I mean, what is he going to do?
Yeah, I can be Gramps if you want to interview me.
Okay. So, Mr. Robinson, I see you have 50 years experience in the field. What do you think you could bring to our insurance company?
Well, first of all, will I be working under you or will I also be working under you?
Okay.
Now, by the way, in the scenario, are you a supervisor? Are you somebody from?
Yes, I'm.
He doesn't know what human resources is.
Right, so. I'm going to be his superior.
All right,
yes.
Cool. Okay.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Hey, didn't you used to live in Baltimore City? I think I have a picture of you on my phone.
Okay. Can we stick to the, your, okay.
Well, you can't take a joke.
We don't.
Nice tits, honey.
I mean, I don't think he would say, like,
A woman as beautiful as you doing supervising people.
That's what he would say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what, am I applying for the Miss America pageant?
Okay, that's very kind of you, but that's actually inappropriate. Maybe you haven't interviewed in a long time.
Yes, I haven't interviewed since United Insurance 57 years ago.
So, does he get the job?
Yeah, I mean, if he's selling something, although, you know, I think my father is probably better at selling insurance than anybody in the world, probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking
just
that
because
he
knows exactly what to say because he's been saying it for 60 years or however long he's been selling insurance. I'm exaggerating, but it's been a long time. He's got a Super Bowl ring from his former employer for being there. So I'm serious. It's as big as a Super Bowl ring, and it has 800 jewels in it or whatever. It's beautiful. I don't think you could hawk a employee.
I don't think so.
Like, here's my high school ring.
Can we convince Chris or Steve it's a Super Bowl ring?
Oh, easily.
Well, let's do that. Gramps' story. Little twist on a story.
What, somebody didn't take pictures of their tits?
No, it's not work-related, that's usually the story. I stopped in Crownsville to get gas yesterday, and there was a pretty woman pumping gas from the other side of the pump I was on.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, I didn't expect to see someone that beautiful here. She said, oh, you're so nice. I said, no, I'm just honest. You wouldn't like that if you were ugly. Kid with the ugly.
Yeah.
Because if she was just pumping gas and ugly, he would have said something. Okay.
By the way, if she was ugly, he wouldn't have breathed a word to her. Is that what you're saying?
He's suggesting, no, that he's so honest that he would just say, hey, you're ugly. She asked, do you really think I'm beautiful? I said, I'm sure you've been told many times before. She said, I think you're handsome, too. I said, do you think it's right for you to lie after I told the truth? She said, I'm not lying. You are handsome. I said, well, I appreciate it, whether you're lying or telling the truth, but I know I'm not as beautiful as you. She was ready to climb in her car, and she said, you are so sweet. She blew me a kiss, climbed in her car, and drove away. It's amazing. Even white girls like me.
Man, I'd like to hear her version of that story when she went home and told her husband. Well, I was scared, but I had to finish. I had to put the pump away and put the gas cap back on, so I tried to keep this old man at bay.
Now, we've talked about this before. It's clearly his age helps him get away with this.
What do you mean? He says people think he's 50.
So if Robbie was doing this, I'm thinking they're like, just mind your own business. They're not giving him the time of day.
If I could say it with the confidence that Gramps does it, I could get away
with it. Nobody has that kind of confidence.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. I don't. He has the confidence of a young Deion Sanders.
Gramps primetime Robinson. He high steps after he hits on a black woman in Baltimore City. Is Gramps chiming in? Does he have any? Is he
no,
chat?
No.
Never read a Basie Caucasians.
Yeah, that, I'm not going to repeat that. But so, Sharon, do you remember Sharon from Vegas? And she came to see our show in Annapolis.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She got me a. What's her last name? Are you allowed to say it? What's it start with?
I think it's a. Is
yep,
it B?
That's it. Yeah, yeah. So she got us a gift, and so did Merle Rogers.
Get out.
Yeah, yeah. So people got us gifts.
From your registry, or do they just.
Yes, from the registry. Okay. So I guess they did the detective work or whatever necessary. Nice. And then Steve Miller on. Not from the band, but the listener said, hey, send me a link. And I'm like, no, we get, listeners don't have to buy. That's not why. Could you think that. You didn't get the impression that I was mentioning our registry so people could get me gifts, right?
I did not, but I think, you know, I think that you two are being very open with your wedding and the whole process and talking about it. And obviously we're going to talk about it afterwards and break it all down. So I think they're invested. You know, they're really not just, you know, liking you and the show and liking Katie, but they all feel like, you know, if you listen to the whole time, we talked about when you met Katie. This is sort of...
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're in this relationship to an extent as well. So I get why they want to.
Well, that was so nice. You want to know what they got me?
Oh, you already know what they got you?
Yeah. Merle Rogers got us Rubbermaid Easy Find Lid Food Storage Containers. 42-piece set.
That's a strong set.
That's a great... That's good. A very, very nice of her. And then... no, that's not Sharon. Here we go. She got us... Deco Bros kitchen counter and cabinet pan organizer shelf rack. That's what Sharon got us. That is so kind of you guys. Thank you so much. And that's it. No more listeners.
Sharon just tried to log into chat and she couldn't hear.
Oh, it's too bad. Thank you, Sharon. I don't know why I'm thanking you. But Tawana and I got you a gift off the registry as well.
You did? Why? Yeah. You got guilted into it?
Well, no. I feel like she's, you know, she's wants to get a gift. So why not? I mean, but she said, we got to talking. Did you pick any of those items?
I didn't even know I didn't even know. They just started showing up.
So, I mean, because you go in there and you pick what you want. So yeah. You had no say. You weren't a part of any of that process.
Now, there's two things. First thing is that Katie likes to be in charge of that.
Yeah.
And because of that, I don't think she's upset that I didn't help. She tries to involve me, but, you know, what do I know about a fucking Rubbermaid set?
But would she like it more if you were involved and interested?
She would like it more. I still wouldn't be.
You don't have it in you.
Right. Well, no. It's not that. I would certainly. I try to make sure that I am attentive in all the things that she are important to her.
Right.
This is the reality of it. She would love it if I were involved, but I still wouldn't be able to make the decisions. Like this, it'd be the same list that you saw. If I was involved, there'd be nothing different than what's on there now.
I mean, yeah, but there's like 50 things. So I would imagine you would just get to have five of them that is just you claim.
I don't even know what do I need?
Well, I mean, how much of this do we really need?
Do you think I knew that I needed a mixer?
A blender, the silver bullet, the ninja, an air fryer.
Sorry, I was sneezing.
I mean, these are cool items.
Yeah, I didn't know I needed an air fryer. By the way, somebody got us that.
I saw that. It's a nice gift. Now, if you...
What'd you guys get us?
I'm supposed to tell you?
I mean, I don't know. It's just I can either be surprised now or surprised later when it shows up. Do you want me to wait till it shows up and then tell the listeners?
I got it from Wayfair. How about that? Does that help?
No, I don't know what it is on any.
Do you even know what Wayfair is?
I do know what Wayfair is.
I got you. Well, you know, I could tell you. It's not that interesting. I got you your bathroom toothbrush set thing.
Oh, good. I was hoping you'd get that.
And I made a comment. Hopefully this will make you brush your teeth at night.
Hey, I'm tanning for the wedding, right?
Yeah, you are.
So
you don't look any different to me.
So I went in there for 5 minutes the other day. I got burned.
Naked again.
So now, completely naked.
Yeah.
So I'm even actually trying to maybe get some parts like the inside of my ass tan. So every once in a while, I'll give that some, I'll give it some run.
You're pulling your ass cheeks apart.
I wouldn't say I'm pulling them apart, but let's just say maybe I'm standing in a manner. Maybe my leg's a little wider than it would normally.
To get the inner thigh.
Everything that
inner
I can get.
Inner cheek.
Yeah, everything that's available to it. But, I can't let that, something that's never been exposed to the sun, be exposed for 4 minutes to ultraviolet rays, right?
Sounds like something that a gay man is doing to make sure that he looks as sexy as possible down there. For the person that's going to come up behind
him. If I'm going to do it,
him.
I might as well have all parts of me that are available tan. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Or burnt.
Yeah. So I got burnt, so I'm like, all right, well, now I'm going to go in here for 4 minutes. And I went in there 4 minutes 2 days later because I got burned, and it's still, you know, it's dicey, right?
Yeah.
So then I went in again today, and I'm like, 4 minutes. And right at the end, now you close your eyes because I don't have eyewear. I'm not buying eyewear to tan
for
a month.
They don't give you cheap ones?
No, no. You go in there. It also says you're not allowed in here without eyewear. And they let me in every time without eyewear. I think they have to say that because then if I go blind, they go, hey, you're not allowed in there without eyewear. It says plain as day, right?
They could tell that you're a once a decade customer. This is not a regular thing for you.
By the way, I'll get back to my story. Katie says she just leaves her eyes open the whole time.
Well,
I'm like, that fucking can't be
dangerous.
It's like being in a microwave, right? Anyway, so I'm in there.
So she has her eyes open. You have her ass open.
So, you know, and I'm spinning around in there. You're trying to get, I'm covering up shoulders sometimes because they can't
you're
be exposed.
You're spinning longer. Around?
Dude, your music's playing. Yeah, you're dancing in there, whatever.
Are you supposed to stand still?
No, I don't. No, I try to make my, no, I don't try to stand still. I also try to lift my arms so the underneath of my arms get tan.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's what you mean. That's what people do. It doesn't matter. Hear me out. So all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm starting to feel like I'm burning a little bit. Let me just jump in this a little bit early. So I got to push. I'd spun around so much, I disoriented myself, right? So I didn't know where. So I'm like, all right, I'm trying because it's, you know, square.
There's only so many choices.
Right. So it doesn't open. I go to the next one. It doesn't open. I go to the, you know, north, south, east, west. It none of it fucking opens. Now, I'm like, Joe, no big deal. Clearly, you know, if you needed to, you could open your eyes or it's going to end or whatever. Yeah. And it went for like another. And can you imagine?
So you're freaking out at this point.
I'm not freaking out, but it's not my best day, right?
Okay.
So finally, it ends. And I look, it's like a fucking hexagon. It's not a square. So that's why I couldn't fucking get out. And I was completely backwards to where the fucking exit was.
I suddenly feel more responsible than I did earlier when I said I couldn't adult. You don't want the inside of your ass. That's not a place you want burnt. You're always
that's why I
want to
give it a little bit of
rubbing.
I want to give it a little bit of time, just
okay.
A little bit.
Oh, thanks. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Rob and Joe Show.
Hi, this is radio personality and morning show host Justin Schlegel back to tell you about the newest interactive, hilarious whodunit from Die Laughing Productions. Hit Me 90s One More Time. In this show, I really get to stretch my acting chops. I play a radio personality. Ooh. This time, we're taking you back to the 1990s. You're at a radio station promotional event where listeners battle it out for the hottest concert tickets of the year, Ace of Base. Everything goes smoothly and no one dies. Not, actually, some unlucky person will not just be losing their religion, but meeting their fate. And top market DJ Slater in the Morning, that's me, must solve the murder. Hit Me 90s One More Time also stars two princes, Mr. Jones, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions comedians, and most importantly, you, the audience. Come celebrate the 90s with us, for all we really want to do is have some fun, jump around, and help you get through this semi-charm kind of life. Don't miss Hit Me 90s One More Time. Eat, drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Next performance, May 25th at McGoobie's Joke House, Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
You might want to add some aloe vera to your registry here, Joe, I think.
Well, you know, we went to Punta Cana and I bought sunscreen there. It's $40. We probably told that story.
Yeah, it's a ripoff.
But also, if you go to a tanning salon there, it's like, oh, do you need any, you know, do you need any lotion or solution? We were talking about this, and the prices are the same.
I need to work on that, get on that ball rolling. Welcome back. I had a week with Tommy Davidson at the DC Improv. I was just there featuring, so like literally a month ago, Antoine, one of the managers, asked me if I wanted to MC for the week. And I had a gig that I had to cancel to do that, which, you know, financially it probably didn't make sense to do six shows instead of one for the same price, but whatever. I felt like that was a shady gig, and then that gig ended up being canceled.
Oh, you're good.
I felt
free money.
Yes, I did the right thing. So it was cool because I hadn't worked with Tommy in a while, and I, you know, I've said this before, like his audience is so really, really just tailor made for me in terms of some of my jokes about Tawanda and stuff, and they're older, they're more closer to my age than some, you know, a black audience with a comic who's younger.
Right.
So it's just really just, you know, hitting home runs every time. And Martin Amini's his first time featuring. He did a really good job. It was good to hang out and talk to him. Huge Redskins fan, so we talked a lot about
that. So you MC'd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they bumped you up to feature, but no. Now, this guy, Martin Amini, he's local?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't know him. How'd he do? He did well?
He did really well.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I was proud of him. He did really well. And he's a cool guy. I'd really, you know, we obviously know each other. We never really had long conversations, but we talked a lot of cool stuff and comedy stuff and sports stuff and, you know, shit that guys had to talk about. But, Tommy always, he doesn't come on stage right away. So there's always that awkward, I'm up there, and he's always playing like it's usually some 70s soul song. Like, Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody was the one that he kept playing.
I don't know that song.
I think if you heard it, you might know it. It's by Brick. Google it. Play it.
All right.
So, I didn't know I knew it until I heard it. I was like, oh, I definitely heard this before. So, you know, Tommy Davidson, nothing.
Now, where's he coming from? The green room? Not that our listeners are going to know, but then I'll get an idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Typical.
So, you probably heard his name. He's still sitting there.
Yeah. So, and I've MC'd before or done a two-man show with him, and, like, he'll come on and he'll start dancing, and then he'll want me to dance. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. So... And I gotten away with him not having to do that until, well, I think it was Saturday, late show. So here I am. I've just crushed. Like, they couldn't think I'm more cool and hip. And then he comes out finally, and he's dancing. He goes, why aren't you dancing? And now I have to dance. And now all the everything that I've gained.
You lost it.
I've lost it just like that in four seconds.
And you never really had another chance to go back up on stage and say, hey. Make that same joke you just made, so then...
No, the next time I go up and saying goodnight, it doesn't make sense to revisit something that happened an hour earlier.
May I recommend The Robot?
Yeah, you can recommend that, and I don't feel like that was going to play. Maybe we could have, maybe we'd have a dance-off to Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody by Brick. I think that's
maybe
what they're called.
Maybe you could, like, line dance. Something that would be, you know... ironic,
right.
Instead of, you know, because you're, it's weird. I was watching The Office.
That's true.
What the hell is that?
Sleep Number 360.
Are you playing the song on YouTube?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Oh,
okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good song.
Hold on.
They also had a big hit with Daz.
Is it?
Gotta get to the chorus. I think he's starting it in the middle or something for when he's intro.
I got.
Yeah.
I probably have heard it, but
it's definitely 70s. Probably.
Oh no, definitely.
I know their other hit, Daz. That was a big hit. I don't know this one.
Okay.
What was I just saying before the song played?
I don't know.
Oh, I was watching The Office.
Yeah.
And I just realized how bad the very, very end of it was, where they were forcing
oh, yeah.
these things
yeah,
in there.
So it was bad.
And they did this thing where Daryl left, and then he came back. He did want to make a big deal about leaving, so he snuck out, and then they saw him, and everybody wanted to spend time with him. They go, all right, we decided together we want to do a dance with you. It's like, God, it's so forced, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, Jim was dancing, and now Jim is good-looking, and he's cool, and couldn't dance.
On purpose?
Well, obviously, he's probably just moving the way that he would normally move, and he wasn't very good, and it made me think of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're a lot like Jim from The
Office. I appreciate it. I'll take that. Yes. So the other thing that Tommy likes to tell these stories about me to people in the green room, because he's from D.C., so the green room was constantly full of friends from, you know, growing up with, so there's, you know, every night there's 6-7 new people in there. So he keeps telling... Well, there's one story he tells a lot, which is, I think it's a funny story, and it's pretty much true, that we are in Germany. He says it's the first time we met, but that's not true, but it's not important. And that in the the newsstand store, they sold Jack and Coke in the can already. Really, it's rum and Coke. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
And then I bought, like, two of them. which I did. And it's 9 a.m., but it's not 9 a.m. to me. It's 9 a.m. who knows what time it is. And I'm drinking them. But then he tells a story about in Italy where they're going to the airport. They're leaving the base at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm not there. And this never fucking happened.
Right, okay.
But I'm letting him tell because it's funny. And then I'm out there. They see me, and I'm almost about to get my ass kicked by these guys. And then I get in the car, and we go to the airport.
And that didn't happen.
Well, what happened was, is we did go out, or I went out one night after a show in Italy, and it was a smaller town in Italy. I forget what it was called, but it wasn't one of the ones you'd heard of. And I did get really drunk, and I think I was getting obnoxious, and there was some servicemen that I think were getting tired of my act.
Right.
And then he might have seen that, and then we went back to the room. But I did go to bed, but then we're ready to go, that was literally me just waking up.
Okay.
So I just rushed together. I ended up leaving all my toiletries.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling that. Yeah.
And I looked just like death. But he keeps telling that I'm like, you know, it keeps getting more like crazy.
They couldn't find you, and they were yanking you out of a scrum where they were beating your ass.
So Saturday night, I get off. He closed on something different. So I wasn't all the time. I've been in the corner just waiting forever because you your MC, you have to come up at the end. And I had a few drinks, and he closed before I thought. So I had to run, and I'm holding this drink. And then I'm like, and then he makes a joke about, see, white people can be late too.
Right.
It's funny, right? So he gets off, and I'm like, no, Tommy, tell that story because I'm drunk. So I figure, why not? Let's just make this story because in my mind, that gives me like the crowd's like, oh, he and Tommy are cool. That actually helps me. And it's a funny story. So then he adds more to the story. I'm in a field now. And I'm like, fuck it. Let's just go for this.
People are going crazy.
Yeah. But I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not in a field with these guys. It sounded like I was gay and we had a whole thing. And then I ended up saying, you know, basically what he's trying to say is Happy Mother's Day. So it ended up being a big like moment at the end. But I'm like, if we're going to tell this story, you know, I don't mind being the expense of this story.
Do you think he believes it at this point?
I think so.
Yeah, that happens where it becomes so grandiose, it then becomes the reality.
Oh, I definitely think he believes it, yeah. Because there's really no point, but it's just a drunk story, Rob Mir drunk story. It's not the most unbelievable thing in the world, although I would never, like, risk missing my flight to leave the country, so.
Yeah, well, you weren't risking it. What would they say? You were under duress, basically, is the idea.
Yes. Right. Yeah, well, that I was out all night and didn't go back to the room. But anyway, I didn't do that. I survived. But,
and Italians wanted to kill you.
Yeah, no, that would have been the reality, it wasn't. It was just, you know, U.S. military guys. But
that's way worse, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. You're
talking about Italian street urchins in this.
Yeah, I don't want that. Where were we? What do we have left? I feel like I'm missing a big story topic.
Yeah, the big thing is we wanted to talk to Katie about the dress code.
Oh, that's right. Is she here, Katie?
She is. Hold on. Hey, Katie!
We've mentioned the dress code situation before for the wedding. Welcome.
So let me start by saying that Robbie is wondering what the dress code for the...
the rehearsal.
Well, I'll let you ask a question, Robbie.
Well, because I specifically went to the website to look at the dress code for all the restaurants, but everything is listed there.
This is the resort website, correct?
Well, it's Joe and Katie specific, but that's listed on there. It's part of the resort website.
Okay.
All the dress codes are listed for all of the restaurants except for the venue where the rehearsal dinner is.
Well, the venue where the rehearsal dinner is within another restaurant.
How would people know that?
Oh, man.
Okay.
God. Oh, boy.
Because we're paying a lot of money to have a private dinner in a wine cellar.
Yeah, I understand. But I'm saying people are going to go to the website because I was curious what I'm supposed to be wearing, and I couldn't figure it out because it's not listed.
Okay, well, how many people are at the rehearsal?
Yeah, this is a good question.
Rough.
Robbie, are you looking at the website?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are looking at actually the rehearsal dinner, and there's nothing there that says dress code?
No.
Okay.
Ooh, is that a problem? Should that have been on there?
No, I don't have a dress code for it, so I don't.
Oh, really?
What should Robbie wear?
Yes.
What would you suggest?
Okay,
I mean,
hold on.
Be respectful, but...
Let's guess what we think Robbie will wear now that he has no rules.
Sorry, caught me mid-bite.
Yeah, very professional. Do we think that he will go khaki pants or will he wear shorts?
I don't know. It depends on what kind of footwear he has available, right?
Well, I think he's definitely going sockless, no matter what he's wearing.
Yeah.
Unless it's cold for some reason, which I don't think it will be.
I mean, I don't really care. I do think that...
You do care. You don't want, like, swimming trunks.
Well, no. I mean, clearly,
damn.
You just, care. Like, what you... Well, I care for people to not wear bathing suits and flip-flops. Okay. That's what I care. But, I mean, yeah, it probably is a good idea to wear closed-toe shoes to a rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
But I don't care. I don't care if you wear, you know... I don't know. I guess in my mind, everyone would wear like some type of collared shirt and not jeans or bathing suits.
But a short sleeve collared shirt would work.
Yeah, that's fine.
And khakis and a pair of Margaritavilles.
Sure.
I fingered the killer Die Laughing Productions t-shirt and an NRA hat.
Well, the welcome party is like an hour after the rehearsal dinner. The rehearsal dinner is very, very, very small. So everyone who would go to that online and see a rehearsal dinner, I mean, they can clearly text me. There's only about 15 to 20 people invited to that.
I wanted to ask you on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. I'm just saying, I think that I was less concerned about maybe putting that on there because if people were worried, they could just, you know what I mean? It's all just immediate family and plus ones.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Yeah, well, I realized that, but I figured the information would be there. So you're saying that if I wore shorts and my Margaritavilles and button-up shirt.
Can you wear those
okay.
Margaritavilles with shorts? Is that
I mean, I would think it. I think it's probably in one of the restaurants that might require pants. But I don't care if you wear shorts if you're allowed to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, well, that was kind of my point because I know you care, but there's also each of these restaurants have a dress code. But it's again, it's not
right.
listed on there, so
yeah, but,
I don't know which
Robbie,
restaurant I'm looking at.
Neither do I.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So like, they only told me. That this is within another restaurant, so I mean I can clearly ask them and then I'll put that on there. But
yeah, they just only have two dress codes in all the restaurants. One's a little bit more dressy, one's a little bit more casual.
Hey, when you wear, are you going to wear shorts or in your Margaritavilles, Robbie?
I probably wouldn't. I was wondering, do I need another shirt? Do I? You know, I didn't know.
I mean, I think if I'm packing for you, I'm bringing two collared shirts for the whole. I mean, if you need to wear one twice to go to dinner there another night. Just by yourself, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I don't think any more than two color shirts is necessary.
Okay, because I was only wearing one pair of pants.
Are you? Well, that's
Jesus.
Fine.
I mean, Rob, are you checking a bag?
Yeah, I don't want to if I don't have to.
Okay, because I'm saying if you're checking a bag, just fill it. Yeah.
Are you the Margaritavilles? The shoes are they?
Can I ask one more question before we move on from that? I assume is checking a bag.
I don't know.
Well,
we haven't discussed
okay,
the luggage.
So
she's a woman.
So
she's checking
I'm
a bag.
Going to almost guarantee and she's checking a bag.
What'd you say? You're going to put a stop to it?
No, don't bleep that name out.
No, but I mean, if she's checking a bag, you should clear. You're going to have to wait anyway. You might as well just check a bag.
Yeah, Robbie, if somebody else is checking a bag, wouldn't you rather have a wheeling bag than whatever
yeah,
it is you're going to
We're flying in separately, though.
Oh, okay.
We're coming back together, but flying out separately.
Okay, well, if you're coming back together, you're going to have to wait for her bag.
Yeah.
Honestly, Robbie, you're on a vacation. There's no wedding. There's nothing to do with Joe and Katie. Mm. And you are at this resort. Mm-hmm. What are you wearing to that restaurant?
Oh, shorts. Okay. I'm only going to go to restaurants where I can wear shorts because I don't want to pack pants if I'm going to Mexico. But this trip, I'm packing.
Okay. When you say shorts, are they flat front? Are they cargo? Are they drawstring?
Usually cargo.
Okay. Are they? They're not dueling. Like, what do they call them? That can be. In the water and the hybrids?
No.
Okay.
I don't think the hybrids would play in the...
I don't think they would either, but Robbie, it's talking about
By
Robbie.
By the way, if I'm probably not requiring anyone to pack pants to Mexico, it just happens to be there's also a wedding occurring.
Yes,
exactly. It's just one of those one-off situations where you would be required to wear pants. But I completely understand what you're saying.
It's got to be horrible for Robbie to have to carry pants around.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's that much more material.
I was trying to give Robbie advice in that you might as well check a bag. She's going to have to check a bag.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask her that. That's a good point.
Are you flying Southwest, Robbie?
No. American.
Okay. So you have to pay for a check bag.
I think you get
one. No. I'm not. I don't have to pay extra for a check bag.
Really?
Yep.
What flight did you get? Look at you.
I got a little bit of an upgrade.
Oh, okay. So you're willing to upgrade your flight, but not bring two shirts. I mean, Robbie, just, it's better to bring too much than too little, right?
Yeah, I agree, except for when I get on a plane.
Okay, like, but if you're checking a bag, it's not, you're not carrying this thing. It rolls, right? I mean, what's another pair of pants weigh?
Do you have a bag that rolls, Robbie?
Of course, yeah, I do.
All right.
Are you bringing your NRA hat?
No.
You want a hat for the sun, right?
Yes, I will be wearing a hat, but I'm bringing a hat, but I'm not bringing that
one. Are you going to bring your I Fingered the Killer t-shirt?
I already said that, yeah.
Maybe.
Are you bringing a MAGA hat?
No, I don't own a MAGA hat. And that red's not my color.
Okay, that's true. Katie, how worried are you of Robbie just sort of, not the wedding can't be ruined, but just making it a little embarrassing?
No, I'm not worried at all.
I'm very worried.
I'm not worried.
You got, there's other people you got to worry about.
I agree. See, that was my next statement is I actually am more worried about other people, a.k.a. Eric Woodworth, because we're not talking at all. And I know Eric listens to this. And when he hears the stress level of me and the Robbie situation, I can't fucking imagine what he's doing and planning. I can only hope that he's going through his luggage before they get on the plane.
Second name you have to beep. So okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So for those listeners, Eric Woodworth is one of the actors in our murder mystery.
And fellow stand-up comedian.
Yes. Have you guys seen his mullet now?
Exactly.
Have you seen
yes,
it?
Yes, it's horrendous.
It's I mean, I can't believe it got there.
Can somebody ask him that's not me if that's going to be there at the wedding?
Well, it's 100%. Yeah. It's 3 weeks going to be there. It's going to be even more pronounced.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, they got.
He's doing this for the wedding. That's how I do
it. Isn't it like a thing that after Memorial, he's cutting it Memorial Day weekend, like before Mexico?
How would you like for him to cut it on the first, the day after the wedding?
No.
Just make sure he had it for the wedding.
All those pictures.
That's the thing, is I'm paying so much money for this professional photographer, and so that I don't miss anything, and I know for a fact that Eric is going to gravitate towards the camera, and I also know that I'm going to get back like 4,000 photos of Eric in most likely a tuxedo t-shirt and a mullet.
So that reminds
me. Face.
My friend, this story is probably 20 years old. Mm-hmm. Might even be more than that. My friend, Maura, got married. This is how long ago. There wasn't digital cameras. They had those disposable cameras. Okay. So each table had a disposable camera.
I remember going to weddings that had those.
And me and my friend Jamie, God rest his soul, we took all the cameras and just took pictures of ourselves. What dicks are we? We just kept taking pictures of ourselves.
God, you know what?
And we got almost every camera we
that
could.
That is such an asshole
we could
move.
Get. And we, yeah, it's her wedding day. No, I know. I realize that. I mean, thinking
well,
back on
he paid
on
for
it,
his sins.
Yeah, thinking back on it, I'm like, God, man, that was
well, that's
not
what
cool.
I'm thinking about is like, God, I can't control everything. I know I'm a control freak. I know I'm type A. But certain people stress me the fuck out.
One of Eric's go-to little pranks is that when someone asks him to take a photo for them, you know, three people, they walk by, you take a photo of us.
Yeah.
He takes it and then reverses it and takes a picture of himself.
Yes.
And then gives it back to him
it's
and walks away.
It's a great move. But I also, like, I think to myself, okay, what would I rather have? Would I rather have Eric gravitating towards this very expensive professional photographer with his mullet? Or would I rather Eric not be at the wedding? And I would obviously much rather Eric be...
Not at the wedding.
Ruining all my pictures.
It's worth having no good wedding photos, is what you're saying, to
right.
have Eric there.
Yeah, sir, right. What do you do if you get back the photos and Eric is in every single one?
Oh, my God. See, no, stop. Can you bleep this out? Can you bleep this out?
There's a lot of bleeping
no,
that has to go out.
He is going to do that the entire night now. Oh, it's so bad. Ugh.
Katie, I can Photoshop him out or Photoshop with a reasonable haircut.
Well, oh. I might tell the photographer, like, listen, just try to avoid this guy with the mullet.
Are you going
to
do that?
Possible.
Photoshop yourself in a nice suit after the fact.
Yeah.
You're going to have to Photoshop pants on your yeah,
you know what,
photos.
Robbie, in between the welcome party and the rehearsal dinner, like, there's probably going to be a half hour. Just go back to your room and change into shorts and flip-flops.
Okay.
Because the welcome dinner is a very beach casual. I do not care if people are wearing bathing suits.
Let's take a break when I come back, and I want to dig deeper in what is Katie's stress about the impending wedding. Rob and Joe show. Be right back.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah.
So on your level of stress, you have, I don't know, like I'm just going over categories. Okay. Like, something happens with like the dress or something, or somebody's suit.
Oh, that'd be a 10, right?
Okay. So there's that. There's
if I leave the dress behind, it's a 10.
Right, but you're not going to do that. You're going to triple, quadruple.
No. I think that.
Are you? Is the dress on a carry on or is it checked?
Well, that's. I emailed Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a little like Robbie. Like it was probably really unnecessary for me to go out of my way to do this, but I emailed their customer service line and I was like, I know you have thousands of brides that come in and out of there every day, but. You know, I have my wedding dress that I'm traveling to Mexico with. Like, what are my options? Is there somewhere I could just, like, when I get on the plane, I could just, like, hang it up?
Right.
She emailed.
You wanted to hang it on the plane?
I mean, I know they have little spots for, like, their stuff that they hang on the plane. And I've heard a couple people before say that if you ask, sometimes they can accommodate that.
Tell them that you're marrying Joe Robinson?
No. Shut up. So they email me back and the lady's like, ma'am, if you are concerned about your dress, you should purchase a seat for it.
Oh, shit.
I was like, no, I'm not purchasing a seat for my dress. So then she's like, I recommend if you don't want to do that, to wait until everyone has put all of their luggage in and then you can find an area where you can lay your dress in the overhead bin on top of these things. Yeah. Which that's fine. That was what I was planning on doing anyway. I was just trying to see if they could maybe be like, okay, you know what? Like, no problem. We'll take care of it. But they didn't. And so I'm stressed a little bit about
the dress. I was thinking that you could fly with it in your lap, but the flight's 4 hours. You can't.
Yeah, I don't want to fly with it.
You can't have something in your lap for 4 hours.
Well, I mean, even if it's in your lap, it's going to be folded to some degree.
Yes. Yeah. No, and they're going to steam it. I'm not worried about it getting a little bit like wrinkled up and stuff. I just wanted some additional customer service and I didn't get it. And that's fine. But
is it white?
Are you allowed to talk about this? Are you?
Do it's you a shade of white.
Did you buy a specific garment bag?
No, but I'm going to, and I'm going to put Joe's suit in there too. And are you on our flight or no? You're not.
I don't think so. Okay. We're coming in, Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Yeah. We're leaving Wednesday morning. We have like 15 people on our flight. So I'm glad because I have a bunch of luggage and people can help.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. So,
maybe one of your aunts can hold it the whole time.
Well, my stress level, my original thing was Joe and I were on a flight together, nobody else. And that my stress level was going through the roof because not that Joe isn't helpful, but I would prefer other people to be there.
All right. Hear me out. Out of the box idea. What if you wear the dress on the plane?
It's a terrible idea, actually. But
I'm just trying to help.
So that's I can barely sit in it.
So that's the stressful thing. Is there any stress about some important person suddenly can't make it, or something happens, or they miss a flight?
No, I'm a little stressed. My grandmother was really sick, and so she was planning on not coming, and now she feels good and. So she's kind of making me feel like crazy guilty about it. So I have a.
What could you do?
I know, but I think that it's not stress. I'm anxious. Like I'm very on edge about pretty much everything and making sure everything is packed and making sure everything is perfect because I haven't even seen the venue.
How concerned are you when you get to the venue? It's not what you imagined it would be.
I'm at like a 6 or a 7.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty high up there.
What could go wrong?
I thought I saw a picture of it on the website.
I mean, that's just an example.
Yeah, I'm sure they have pictures.
Can't you superimpose people in there and think about the size?
Did you go on Instagram like I did and just looked it up, all the hashtags?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a bride group of people who have gotten married there. I know it's going to be beautiful. They do a great job. My wedding coordinator just doesn't respond to me very quickly, which is very stressful. She doesn't speak great English, which is very stressful.
Where's she from? Mexico?
Yes. Right. I assume.
How concerned are you that they will drop the ball in some way? Somebody's not ready.
Well, that's going to happen. Something is going to happen. So everyone who's ever gotten married has told me, like, something will go wrong. I'm just sort of...
Well, yeah. But I mean, look, as long as at the end we end up married, I mean, that's... You know.
Yeah, I mean, right. That's also a concern.
Is there any threat of rain?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it rains all the time in Mexico. They always have a backup plan of an indoor... option, like literally below the ceremony is the inside version of where we're getting married up top. So
are you
just
worried
move it below.
About iguanas?
No, I'm worried about all the jokes too. Just want to point that one out.
What
every
jokes?
Time I get stressed, you make a lot of jokes.
Me? Yes.
Oh, you're worried that Joe's going to be making jokes? Well, I got news for you.
Hey,
it's going to happen.
Bad as her dad spoiled something in Game of Thrones. By the way, skip ahead a few seconds if you haven't seen, not this episode, the one before. And her dad says to her mom, he goes, hey, yeah, did you guys watch Game of Thrones? And her mom goes, I haven't seen it yet. And he goes, oh, well, one of the dragons died.
No, he said there's only one dinosaur left.
Well, that's afterwards. The next day, he said,
yeah, I'm like,
he brought it back
God.
Up. He called him a he called it a dinosaur.
Are you concerned about a hurricane? Like, not just rain?
No, it's not that season.
Okay.
We're in a pretty good season. We're, like, heading into rainy season, so it's pretty hot there. But it's hard to get the perfect weather unless it's, like, December, January, and it's way too expensive for everybody to go then.
Hey, one thing I forgot to mention, Barbara, who was so nice to buy us, Katie and I, I assume Katie and I, because...
Who?
She said,
who's Barbara?
Sorry, Sharon.
Sharon. Yes.
Sharon, geez, sorry about that. Sharon goes, she goes, congratulations, Rob and Katie. So that was very nice of her, but...
Hey,
all right.
We're splitting it, so...
Nice.
Sweet. She was so close. She got the middle letter right.
Well, you said Barbara, so...
Yeah, that's not... That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
That's
how people make mistakes, very clearly.
Right. So I think she wins that little battle.
Man, I wish I had a do-over.
I'm stressed about our wedding,
Katie. You know what's funny is I think Rob and I are much more similar than Joe and I are.
Yeah, we should probably get together.
Well, I just think it's funny how it works between Joe and I, and I understand why it works between you two also, because, like, you would be so much more involved in all of this
Rob.
Than
yeah,
he is.
I actually tried to talk to him earlier in the show about the registry and stuff, and, like, I would actually enjoy going through
exactly.
and picking out things together.
When we were building the house, you always wanted to know the stuff we were picking out and all that. Joe couldn't give a shit less about any of that. And all he really wants is to make me, which is great, by the way. He wants me to be happy, which is great. Whatever you want, you pick it out. You have better taste. Like, that's great. I don't want him to help, but I do want him to ask.
Yeah, earlier in the show, I think I nailed it. I said pretty much exactly what you said. You would like for me to have been involved in what we picked out for the registry. I know you would have. But the registry would have ended up looking the same.
Well, yeah, I would have said, what is the one thing that you would like to add to there? And you probably wouldn't have had anything.
I mean, if you said which set of, you know, which mixer would you like?
Yeah.
I could choose between two, but I didn't even know we needed a mixer.
What if he said he wanted a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, if that's what he wanted, I probably would be like, are you going to use it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of an appliance other than the coffee maker that I would use.
Did you get a coffee maker? Or do you already
have
one you like?
We have a whole coffee bar. We don't know if we could really get anything else for it.
We have a Keurig.
Okay. I have a Ninja. I don't want to brag.
Yeah, no, I've had that before. It's delicious.
It's good.
We got a Ninja blender.
I saw that.
Yeah, who gave us that? Scott Apple, or is that somebody?
No, you don't know the people who gave it to us.
Oh. Tawan and I got you the toothbrush set thing.
Oh, like the marbly looking?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we both liked it. I said I would hope it makes Joe brush his teeth at night.
Oh, my God,
somebody,
me too.
Some, no, I don't doubt a toothbrush holder is going to make me brush my teeth unless something it comes and physically
to
lifts me out
well,
of bed.
It hasn't happened. I mean, something. We got to do something.
My, well,
teeth are rotting in front
a,
of us.
Getting me a toothbrush holder I'm excited about probably isn't it.
Well, we've exhausted every other thing. Mm-hmm. The dentist, how many times has he told you? Or she?
Katie and I got a RSVP the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, sorry, we can't make it with no name.
Yeah, nobody put their name.
Nothing. There's nothing on it. All it says is, sorry, we can't. I have
You're
no
hoping
idea.
It's Eric Woodworth.
I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. How
I
is
know,
that helpful?
They're from Baltimore. That probably narrows it. I mean, I'm sorry. The postmark is from Baltimore.
That doesn't narrow it.
It doesn't help me at all.
Helps a little bit. It's yeah. probably not somebody from Howard County.
Is it Tommy?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did we get one from Tommy that said he wasn't coming?
I think Lou sent it back.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she did. You're right.
I thought about it as a joke gift, and then I realized it's just a waste of money. Because I could just tell you the joke gift and still get the
laugh.
Get
the same laugh, and yeah. you're not spending money.
I thought about getting you a Kohl's gift card.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because well, you shit your pants at Kohl's.
No, yes. I understand exactly why, but what's the joke? I'd love a Kohl's gift card.
But everything that you have registered, or is something you could buy at Kohl's. Like, you're, what's left?
I don't even know what's left on. It looks like there's hardly anything left even to get, is
right.
there?
I actually ran out of stuff a while back and had to add a whole bunch more because we had run out. I didn't expect people to buy so much stuff.
If you guys want to get them a gift, why don't you come to Magoobie's Joke House on May 25th and see our murder mystery?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the third, what's the word? Performance, that's it.
Yes, but the first time at that venue.
Of Hit Me 90s One More Time. I'm excited. I'm going to be on 98 Rock this Friday. To promote, hopefully with you, I asked if that could mm-hmm. be done, and they said yes, but we probably need to say, hey, here's what we'd like to do. I'm already filling in that mm-hmm. day, but for you to come in for a segment would probably, you know, an hour
Absolutely.
To promote would probably be a good idea. And then the next Monday, so it's the 17th I'm going to be on, and that Monday, the 20th, I'll be on Afternoon Drive filling in for Marianne, also promoting hard the murder mystery.
And Justin is headlining on the 24th with Tommy Sambazo and Sean Gabbert. Maybe Sean will do some lines from the Hamlet play.
That won't get any laughs.
So we have the whole weekend. Magoobie's Joke House. DieLaughingProductions.com. We will not, as far as we can tell, be in Las Vegas this year for the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Live event. It's their 10th anniversary, and I think they just wanted to do both nights as their own production. And I get that. It's more probably financially better for them.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have to, you know, we got something for doing that.
Yeah.
They won't have to give us that. So, all right. Well, I'm bummed, but, you know, I'm not mad.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is those dates that would be, it was very inconvenient for, you know, Justin can't get out. He'd have to leave Saturday. You'd have to come back and do Ravens.
Yeah,
I'm booked already in Orlando. I'd have to cancel that. So there's a lot of, it wasn't exactly fitting.
So you're actually saying it's a good thing.
I'm saying we would have done it, but it's not like we don't have other things lined up that makes it easy to not do. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to do, but.
Well, you'd have to fly home again in the middle of the night.
Well, they
Saturday.
Just decriminalized mushrooms in Colorado, so maybe they'll make a trip there.
Are you excited about that?
Actually, they decriminalized it. They didn't. It's not legal, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So.
But it's a step closer to it being legal.
It'd be cool if they legalize it and then I could go there and buy mushrooms and try mushrooms. That would be cool.
Yeah. I'm seriously considering the whole microdosing thing.
Yeah, I heard about that on, they talked about that on 98 Rock where you take a small amount and all it does is cures depression. But hey, you know, who's a big psilocybin fan?
I don't know what that word you just
said. That's the element within mushrooms that gives you the hallucination or euphoria or whatever. Jordan Peterson.
There you go.
So as you know, I'll immediately start eating tons and tons of mushrooms.
How concerned are you that there will be a Jordan Peterson quote within Joe's vowels, Katie?
Oh, I can almost guarantee that there's a Jordan Peterson quote in my vowels.
I was saying, if there is one, it's a wonderful one.
How concerned are you as we wrap this up that someone will get past the point of just silly drunk, but obnoxious drunk?
Oh, my
God. I think
God.
There's almost 100% chance of that happening.
Can you be more than 100% sure?
Well, I don't mean on the trip. I mean the actual, you know, wedding.
Oh.
Reception.
At the reception, yes.
It could happen.
There's a few potential possibilities.
A lot of them are on your side of the wall and your family.
All of them that I can think of, unless one of your kids gets hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess James would be the most likely to do that because he can drink in Mexico. He's drinking age.
Yeah.
Gramps?
No. I don't know. How many Behringers can you drink?
Maybe one of my uncles or my aunts. Maybe my mom. Jeez.
No, there any issues or, worried about, families, they get together, they start drinking, there might be some past family tension that could come to the surface.
Or family hookup.
I think, saying any names, but I think there's a couple people who have hooked up a long time ago in the past that are going to be there.
Okay.
So, and also
with other people.
There has been some, I will say that there's been a little family stuff that's occurred on Katie's side.
I think
the culprits, one of the parties isn't going to be there. So that, right? Doesn't that change things? I won't be specific.
Too bad. I like drama.
Yeah, no, I think that they will be there, so.
Oh, all right.
If Gramps hooks up with your mom, is the wedding ruined or is it still a good time?
Man.
Yes,
the wedding is. Ruined for Frank. That's
for sure ruined.
Hello?
Are we concerned of Gramps, constantly hitting on the help?
Yeah, I actually am a little bit concerned that he's going to hit on some of my cousins.
Katie didn't tell me you had such a fat ass.
That's going to make things very uncomfortable. And my uncles are not the kind of people who are okay with that stuff.
You're worried they're going to get in a fight with Gramps.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Rob and Joe Show. See you
later.
Bye.